Funk Dunk the
Very good. That's beautiful. I mean it. So any type of behemoth that is asura for the mizbeach, if it gets mixed up, it doesn't matter to what extent, it could be one in a million. All of the flock is also for the mizbeach, and there's no way to actually get rid of the problem. And these are all issues that we have no way of detecting. Obviously, if we had a way of detecting, then it wouldn't be a problem. So we're going to list everything that could be an Isser L'Mizbeach, in which we would have absolutely no way of being able to use some type of instrument to detect it. So obviously, a Roveah, a Nirva, a Muktzeh that was set aside for Avodah Zarah, an animal that actually was Ne'avad for Avodah Zarah, which, by the way, doesn't answer it for a Hedyot, because only something that's not a Baal Chai or not Mechubar L'Karka can be used for Hedyot. But it does answer it for the Mizbeach, as we're going to see. Ha'etnan v'amechir, so this is the Etnan Zonah or Mechir Kelev. How would we know? We can't detect whether those things. Richie, you missed your big moment. What can I tell you? The kids were all here. They were waving signs. Yay, Richie, come on, Richie, come on.
But I did it yesterday.
One of the most disappointing days in their life. Look at that. Look at that. They're all waving to you. We forgive you. We forgive you, Richie. It's okay. Doc had a heyday.
Great. Long as there's somebody to fill in.
Right. So we'd have no way of being able to detect that, right? Kilayim. I mean, obviously, unless you get a DNA test, you're not going to be able to know if it's kilayim. A treifa. Now, why can't we detect the treifa? So the Gemara in Zvachim says we are talking about the kind of treifa that's undetectable. How is that? Well, suppose that we had two animals, right? We had an animal that had walked by a barbed wire fence and got a tear in its skin. Another animal had been attacked by a wolf. Looks exactly the same. But the drusat ha-zev is one of the isurim from the treifas, right? How would we be able to detect it? So therefore, we can't tell what we're looking at. So we'd have no way of clearing it out from a flock of animals that had been all torn by barbed wire. So there'd be nothing to do. They would all be us. The yotzei dofen, we have no way of detecting whether something was born by a Caesarean. Ezehu mukta, what defines mukta lavodat kochavim? In that case, if it had been set aside to be used for avodah zarah, the din is that only the animal per se is aser, but what's on the animal is actually mutter. And there's no din of tzipui, where the Torah says kesev is av asher aleihem. That's not referring to something that was mukta. That's referring to something that was actually ne'evat. Anything that had actually been bowed down to, or that they brought a korban to. I see, kids, that grandpa's decided that now it's breakfast time for you guys. I thought it was learning time. This is called false pretenses. Speak to an attorney. And then, mashallah, asur. In that case, the tzipui actually is asur. In both cases, however, for a non-mizbeach purposes, there's no iser. Zevizem mutar ba'achila. There would be no iser whatsoever for someone who is just a hedyot. So whether we're talking about an animal that was actually worshipped, you're talking about an animal that was set aside only for a korban for avodah zarah, it's exactly the same. And for a normal person, there is no even iser achila. Okay, let's start over here. When you say osrim b'chol shehin, what that means is there is no bitul barov, right? Okay, so then how do you explain the need for this Mishnah? Because we finished this Mishnah basically, Janina. We had this Mishnah in Tzvachim where it said, Kol HaKodashim, Shenitarvu b'chata'ot ha-mitot. You have all animals of Kodesh that got mixed in. Now, it seems to be saying that they got mixed into a whole herd of chataot metot, which is weird, okay? But we'll get through that problem in a minute. over Sharon Nisko, or they got mixed in with a herd of Sharon Nisko, even one in a 10,000, a filu echad beribo yamutu, which is ridiculous. What do you mean, a filu echad? It's asher berov. What do you need 10,000 iser to one of that? There's something's cuckoo over here. You told me one of them got mixed up in 10,000 Sharon Niskos? The Kashalan, Mike Armas, we said, what are you talking about? Or there's another gear, some ayafilu. What do you mean afilu? On the contrary, you're making it in the opposite direction. And indeed, I forgot to record. And indeed, we explained over there that of course it doesn't mean that. And what it means is the other way around. The way to read it is nitarvu behen. Nitarvu behen mechatot ametot. Obviously, it's talking about even one in 10,000. Which was the Chatas HaMesa got mixed in, one in 10,000, or Sharon Niska, one in 10,000. So then even if only one of those got mixed in Lo Echad Beribo, they all have to die. Okay, so I now know that there's no Bittul Barov. I now know that there's no Bittul at all from Zvachim. What do I need this in Tmura? It's basically saying the same thing, no? No. Over there, it's very different. It's just our Mishnah. Look, suppose I only had the Mishnah in Zvachim. Have you not noticed that every single one of the cases that we talked about over there is an Iser Hana'ah, where you're not allowed to benefit from any of these things? Chatas HaMesos is Osir to everybody. Sharon Nisko is Osir to everybody. The Torah says it's Osir. It's Osir not for the Mizbeach only. It's Osir for you. Balashon Naki. Avol Hacha. All of the cases in our Mishnah, there's no Isra at all for a head yod, right? There's no din of Roveya, Nirva, Esnan, Zainan, Mechir, Kelav. Those things have nothing to do with private parties. They are purely a din in Korbanos. So I would have thought they don't have that same Chumrah. There's obviously much more grounds to be Machmer, to Aser something which is Aser Ba'anot, to a head yod, than to say, okay, yeah, don't put it on the Mizbeach. Doesn't mean that it's going to answer, even if it's a rov. Kamash Malam, therefore we need our Mishnah in Tmura. Says the Gemara, there's a big problem, because the Mishnah in Zvachim is another Mishnah in Zvachim that talks about Roveya v'Nirva also, which are completely muta for Hedyot. Nami Tanina, it says that in the Mishnah in Zvachim. What are you telling me? I would have thought it's only Chatot HaMetot. The Mishnah goes on to say, Nitarvu Roveya v'Nirva, Yira'u Achi Yistayvu. Let it get a mum, yimachru, v'yavibid me'yafesh, but it doesn't mean literally yimachru, obviously, because you can just be paid to them. There's no need to sell them. But the point is that yavibid me'yafesh b'moto amin. I mean, the issue over there is, of course, that Hekdesh is going to claim, what are you giving me? You're giving me a less than the best. Maybe the best was mine, I mean, maybe the worst was yours. Okay, that's the problem of Yad Hekdesh's aliyah. You can't get away with giving less. Fine. So whichever was the best animal, the nicest animal, you can't prove it wasn't the nicest animal that got mixed in, right? Okay, so take the value of the nicest animal and buy the same type of carbon that it was meant for, okay? Yavibid me'yafesh b'shabbato amin, whatever it was that was supposed to be brought. So it says the same exact thing as our Mishnah, Roveya v'nirva. I don't understand what we're talking about again. Omrav Kahana Amrita Lishmaita Kamedar of Shimi Barash. So I said this whole thing over, and I said this. I mean, so how did we answer the problem of the Mishnah Roveya v'Nirva? All we answered was the problem of the Mishnah of Katot HaMetot. And he told me, read the Mishnah, and you'll see the difference. Over there, it says Beferish, that we're talking about Kol Hazvachim, right? Kol Hazvachim, Shemisam. What does that mean? That means that it was already Kadesh. You don't think that there's a difference between something that was already Kadesh and therefore was already Moz for the Mizbeach at the time that the Tarovet took place, and something that we're talking about, Kol Hapsulim LeMizbeach over here, where we're saying, if you had wanted to bring this to the Mizbeach, you wouldn't have been allowed to. Fine, so I won't bring it to the Mizbeach, leave me alone. So, but over there, it's not Moz at the time. I'm not, is it Batal Barov? Yeah, why not? Be Batal Barov. I understand I can't bring it directly, but if it falls into two, and about falling into 10,000, it should be okay. Comes along the Mishnah and say, even if it's pure Chulin, it's still Aser. Because of its potential for the Mizbeach already is enough to make it Aser. That's a tremendous Kiddush. So he told me, Chodeh B'Chulin, our Mishnah over here is talking about, in Tmura is talking about Chulin. The Mishnah Zvachim says, Kol HaZvachim, V'tzrich, and I need both Mishnayos, because Iyash Mina Gabi Kachu. Let's say, you would have told me the Mishnah Zvachim that something that was already most L'Gabi the Mizbeach doesn't become bot. Of course. We're talking about something that the Mizbeach finds disgusting. So what are you going to say? And if a fly fell into your food, so, okay, I don't see the fly. It's okay. It's disgusting. That's basically the way you're treating it for the Mizbeach. But over here, where it's not for the Mizbeach, I would say, Gabichul, and maybe it would be bottle barov. Certainly if it's 10,000 to one, so it should be bottle. Because of that, I don't have any reason to learn out from the others. You'll say, I should say this one. Why wouldn't that be enough? Because our Mishnah does not say what to do. We're still going to need the Mishnah in Zvachim to tell us, okay, wait until it gets a mum, sell it, buy me minish yafishmeh. Over there, the Mishnah is coming to tell you the takon. What do you do for the Mizbeah? And over here, it's coming to tell me the fact. And it's also even for Chulin. They're two completely different issues. What are you making a big deal for? Says Rav Jimmy Barash. Says, yeah, but even this is not enough. Because there's another Mishnah, this time in Avodah Zarah. And there, it's not talking about Zvachim, man. It's talking about Edyot. And it says exactly the same thing as it says over here. I mean, I think. It says, Elu Asurim. All these issues, which have to do with Avodah Zarah, they're usher, and no matter what, how much, 10,000 to 1, whatever it is, the tiniest amount is going to usher. Usher b'choshe. And this is Yayin Nesek, which is usher b'ana. Avod is kechovim, which is usher b'ana. The tzipori mitzera that I use, it's a machlokas, you'll remember whether the tzipor that I send out, I know once I send it out, lo amar tera shlach takala, the Torah wouldn't have told you to send it out, let somebody find it, be over in Israel. But what about up until the moment that I send it out? That's a machlokas. And the other one, which is the dead one, is certainly asur b'ana. So that's included. Not sure, maybe it means even both of them. Orot levuvim, remember that means if you find skins that have a hole around where the heart was in the living animal, that is a sign that that animal was used for Avodah Zarah because they had this horrible minhag of cutting out the beating heart of the living animal to bring to the great Lord, yeah, whatever it's called. All right. So Orot Levuvim, the Seir of a Nazir that the Torah answers, Peter Hamor, all of these things, remember we learned out from Pesukim, Basar B'cholov, this obviously is going according to the Mandi Omar, that Basar B'cholov is Asar Bahano, one of the three Pesukim is to tell me Yisra'ana. And, of course, it's referring to pieces of Basar B'cholov that are chatichot haru'uyot yitkabed. And therefore, they cannot be bought. So it's coming to tell me, fine. So then once it's Yisra'ana, you can't be mevatel it, no matter what. Ashor ha'niskal, Asar Hano. Egla rufa is also b'ana. Look that out from the pasuk. You have to leave it there in the nachal. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Soyer ha'mishtaleach. All of these things are osir and osir b'choshe. So it's telling me that all of these things are osir lehedyot. What do I need another mishnah now? Now I got three mishnayos telling me the same thing. I don't understand. What do I need this for? Same thing as tamura. Says the Gemara, it's not the same thing. We need both of them. We need the Mishnah Avodah Zarah and we need the Mishnah in Temura. Why? Because let's say I would have only known the Mishnah Avodah Zarah about all these things that we just listed, the Tzipor Mitzvah, there's a movement, and so on. Iyashmin and Asim, I would have said, don't you see that all of those cases are Isurei Hana'ah? And Isurei Hana'ah is much more chomer over there. It's not Batal. Mashain Gain over here, it should be Batal. The girl likes this gear, so we keep this. The Yashmin and Acha, if it would have told us our Mishnah, I would have said, all it said in the Mishnah is that it answers it for the Mizbeach. Now, I understand that for the Mizbeach, I want to be very careful. I want to bring anything that is in any way most to the Mizbeach. Okay, so since it's like a Vod, the Mois, we're going to be Machner. Avalehedyot, maybe when it comes to somebody, just a private individual, maybe Isriana should be mivat mivuto barov, even if it's asur b'ana. Why not? Therefore, I need to have basically all three things, because our Mishnah comes to tell me that even where it's mutar b'ana, and it's asur only for the potential of the mizbeah, that it's asur and it does not become batal ever. The case in Zvachim, which tells me that if it was already kadesh, which wouldn't have been able to teach me this, is there because I need to know what and what do I do. L'maisa, yistaevu, v'yamachru, and so on, or p'paida, of course. The first over there, the din of chatos ha'mesos, which are, that was the first part of the, that we brought from Avodah Zarah, okay, that is coming to tell me that it's possible that if you have something that's usher, it's going to be over there, it's talking about usher even for a head yod. And the case of the Avodah Zarah is indeed a problem, right? Because those things are usher for a head yod. The Gemara over there goes through a whole reason why we need both that part of the Mishnah in Zvachim, which is usher for a head yod, which is the Chatot HaMetot, and the Avodah Zarah Mishnah. Fine. Being mechalik between Inyanim of Avodah Zarah and Inyanim of Zvachim. Your argument doesn't go into that. But basically, we have three completely different Mishnayos, and we've explained why we need all three. Now, the question is, how do we know that all these things, we take for granted, a whole list of things are us on this bear. Once again, now we already know, because we did Zvachim, and we saw the Makoras of the Yisr. The Gemara, however, wants to go through each and every one of them. How do we know that these things are us? Or Rovei Avinir, how do we know it's us to the Gavoa? We certainly know there's no Yisr Lahed Yod. Never says such a thing. The Tana Rabbana, min ha-behima, that pasuk that we're so familiar with that pasuk because we darshan it so many times. Adam ki akriv mikem korban la-shem, min ha-behima, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, takriv is korbanchem. We darshan every single one of those from but not all, three times in that one pasuk. So what's the from but not all behemoth? That's to tell me you can't bring a behemoth that was ravei of a nirva. Okay, so an animal that had been used for sexual purposes of any kind in either direction is us for the mizbeah. Now, why do I need a pasuk? Isn't it clear? I mean, I figured it out myself, no? Valodinu. I'm not even allowed to use a balmum on the mizbeah, right? So a balmum, I mean, was anything wrong done to it? The animal nebach fell into a hole and broke its leg. No, not so bad. Nonetheless, the Torah said, no, not good enough for the mizbeah. So kol shekein, I mean, if an avera was done with it, it's for sure disgusting for the mizbeah, no? So a roveh v'nirva shenevad v'hem avera in odin sh'asur in the gavim mizbeah. So it's like, what kind of crazy thing is that, an avera? What does an avera have to do with the price of eggs in China? If you went ahead and you took an animal and you used it with an animal from a different species, right, and you plowed your field with it, you used it for a terrible avera of kelayim. No, so now it's also been mizbeah. Did you ever hear of such a thing? Of course not. There's no such thing. Who ever heard that an avera makes something usher? Doesn't make any sense. Choresh b'shor v'chamor. You plow together with a shor v'chamor. Okay, can I use the shor on the mizbeah? Why not? Even though it's Isavda Ba'avera, it's Mutter Lagavi Mizbeah 100%. Yeah, but that's different. I mean, a Choresh Bishor Bechamor, that's not like such a serious thing. There's no din that you have to kill the animal over there. It's, yeah, you did an Isser. Mashenke Rovea Venirva, I mean, obviously we take that very seriously. It's Hayavim Mibisa. So over there, it could be that even in the case that we're talking about, it should be also the Mizbeah. What? What Misa, Tolach HaMashe Veda, please, get this out of here. I understand. The only time that it would be Chayav Misa is by definition, if it's Chayav Misa, meaning that you have two witnesses, it's that which is B'Chayav Et Misa, right? We're not talking about that case, are we? I mean, if we were talking about that case, then it's even Aser Bahana, and it's even Aser Behedit Bahana. So obviously over there, it would already be included in the Inyanim that are Aser and Behedit. What would be the case if we're talking about a case where you had an Eidecha, where the Bailim says, I saw my Shoras puzzle for the Mizbeach because it was used for an Avera, I mean, there's no Misa. So how about Api Eidecha and Api Abalim? I mean, so how do you know if the Torah says you can't kill that animal? Okay, fine, sir. If I can't kill the animal, maybe I could use it for the Mizbeach too. I mean, who's to say because somebody said? So therefore, I don't have a raya. No, it's not true. Let me say it over better, okay? I'll tell you the Kal V'Chomer, and you'll see you won't be able to show me the Kal V'Chomer is wrong. I need that. You're saying it the wrong way. Here's how to say it. Uma ba'al mum. In the case of a Baal Mum, we're over there that has nothing to do. If you had a Hatra'ah of Shnei Edim, you did have two witnesses. And the two witnesses say, don't allow that animal to get a womb, right? Now, this Girsa is a little weird because it doesn't have anything to do with Hatra'ah. So the right Girsa is probably, like the Shimon discussed over here, Hoda'at, not Hatra'at. Okay. But if you had two witnesses, would it be usher for me to eat? Two witnesses saw it get a mum. Is it usher for me to eat? No. But one witness said, I saw a wolf tear at it, right? So what would be the din over there? It would be usher for the Mizbeach, because Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisuri. So Aroveya V'Nirva, we're over there. If you would have had two witnesses that would be Mu'adiyah to you, that it was an actual Raveya V'Nirva, and that would have possibly it for you to eat, because at that point it was Azerbaijan, no? So the fact that it is the type of thing that would have been Chayav Nisa, why did you say it's Chayav Nisa? You're the one who messed up the limud, and it's not the function of the Chayav Nisa, it's the function of the level of the thing that was done to it, not whether in fact you're going to kill it. So you messed it up. I have a clear-cut Kal V'Chomer. If a Baal Mum is Usser, then a Raveya V'Nirva is Usser. QED. That's why we need the Pasuk that says, Bina Beima, Beotzi Raveya V'Nirva. What? You just said QED. I understand. You're running around in circles. Adya Medina. You just said, I have a Kal V'Chomer. So why do I need the Pasuk? And you tell me a beautiful Kal V'Chomer, and you say, and that's why we need the Pasuk. Somebody is not making sense, says the Gemara. Yeah, we do that to make a point. Because when we say Talmud Lomar, without even explaining to you why, I understand what you're telling me. We want you to realize that you're being stupid. That's the point. This whole approach is ridiculous from the beginning. It's not that there's a particular point. It's that... What can you possibly say is comparable between a Baal Mum and a Roveya V'Nirva? The point of a Baal Mum is that when I look at this animal, anybody who looks at this animal says, you're bringing a broken leg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you look at the animal that's a Roveya V'Nirva, does it look in any way different than any other animal? Is somebody disturbed by it? How could you bring this terrible animal? What terrible? Beautiful, nicest animal I ever saw. You can't make a whole new category. You make a whole new category. Kal V'Chomers don't make new categories. That's the point. It's not that one is more chomer. It's that who says one has anything to do with the other? That's the issue. That's what's called a Kal V'Chomer pircha. But it doesn't matter. It's not a moment. The moment is a totally different category. I understand. You would like the idea of you have your hang-ups. Thank you very much. Show me that the Torah has this hang-up. That's the point of a Kal V'Chomer Pircha. You need to have something first. We know garbage in, garbage out. So that if a Kal V'Chomer can't apply to Dio, you can't take out more than was put in. You certainly can't create new categories. That's the problem. That's why I didn't even want to discuss it. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah says, because what you said is so ridiculous, I didn't even hear it. That's what I'm saying. That's why we need. See the way the Gemara brings it out with such power. It's beautiful. And this is different than a pircha on a Kal V'Chomer. It's the dina is pircha. Something wrong with the whole logic from the beginning. We do not know that such a category of pgam exists. Bring it to the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Torah creates this category by saying, well, not all animals. Okay, so then that means if not all animals, you are being merames to me that even those things that I didn't mention to you, you have a right to derive and think is a separate type of thing that I don't like. And that's Lo Tzirovei Avinir. Okay, then we went on. Min HaBakar, the next thing. What do I know from Min HaBakar? Mina Bakar comes to tell me that even though when it comes to a private citizen, there is no iser in eating an animal that has been bowed down to or was nevad in some level, but when it comes to Mizbeach, there is. Says the Gemara, well, why do I need a posik? Isn't it obvious? Kalodinu. If the Torah asserted esnan umechir, where over there tzipuyan is mutarim, there's no such concept bichlal on an esnan on mechir keleb to say that the tzipuy should be aser. So if there was anything that was on it, there was no problem whatsoever, and you can use, let's say, you had this beautiful gold coat on the dog. So what's the problem? Or on the Esnan Zayna. That's not us. So then nonetheless, the animal itself or the mincha itself is us. It would have to be the thing itself. Remember, it's not the money that's us. It's only the item that's us. So Nevad, we're over there. The Torah says, even the tzipui kesev zahav asher aleihem, even that is considered to be part of the Yisra, has much more chomer Yisra, right? So, eno din shu asur, why do I need a posik? Well, and why don't we make the opposite, Diyak? Why don't we say like this? Oh, chiluf, let's do the opposite. Instead of saying this, you could say, if an es, not a mechir, where it's usur and the tzipoy is mutter, a nevad, which is mutter, the tzipoy should also be mutter. Might not say it the other way. I mean, so therefore I need to have the pasuk. I mean, how do I know which direction to say it? Excuse me? The Torah says that tzipui is aser, but you have brilliantly decided that we should use the Kal Vachomer to tell me that the tzipui is mutter, and that proves that we can't use the Kal Vachomer. The Torah told me, I understand. Im kein bitalter lo tachmot kesev zav alayim v'lakachtam. We're throwing that pasuk out now? We're going to make a Kal Vachomer when the Torah says the opposite. So the Torah already tells you the direction of the Kal Vachomer. What kind of nonsense is that? You're suggesting let's make a nonsensical Kal Vachomer which will contradict the pasuk. That proves that the Kal Vachomer is meaningless. Please. Says Gemara, no, I could still say that the Kal Vachomer would have worked in that direction. And I'll explain to you why it's not contradictory to the Beferish pasuk that it's Sipui is us. Lo tachmot kesev v'zahav aleihem. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about real Aveda Zora, which becomes usher, not a Baal Chai. Remember, Baal Chai doesn't become usher. And this the whole Kiddush over here is that but to the Mizbeach, a Baal Chai is usher, right? Barnea constantly teases me. He offers me these beautiful cups, and then it never passes through, just to be mitzayir me. So that would make a lot of sense. But maybe, I mean, that's all we're saying. We're saying, listen, gentlemen, you're starting off from the assumption that an animal that was nevad is usur on some level. Now, as far as I know, there's no din of Aveda Zora on a living object, okay? So now, when I tell you, maybe the point of the Kal Vachomer is that if an animal is nevad, what it is wearing does not become us. And you turn around and say to me, but the Torah says that a tzipui is usur. Well, of course the Torah says that a tzipui is usur, where the thing is usur. I mean, first prove to me that the animal is usur, that we can discuss whether the tzipui is usur. What are you yelling at me for? So do we not need the pasuk to define first that it is usur? Yes. Talmud lomar, mina bakar, lotzis aneva, makes perfectly good sense. What's your problem? Matkifla Rebbe Chanina, I have a problem. Because according to this, what you're saying is that the only reason why it's usur is because now I've proved that the animal is usur. That's what you're saying, right? So taima, the miyate kra. But suppose the Torah did not say that there was an iser on a nevad on the Mizbeah. So then you would have said that the tzipui is mutter, correct? And you explained, yes, it's correct. Because I know that when the Torah said the pasuk, lo tachmod kesev v'zahav aleihem, you can pretend that you're concentrating, but your fingers are doing the walking. So when you say lot, he's too young to remember what your fingers do. I'm telling him something, probably I'm crazy. But there's a beautiful ad in the Yellow Pages. You used to have to, actually, they had a book where you looked up telephone numbers, right? The ad was, let your fingers do the walking. What do you got to walk around for? Open the book, and you'll find the telephone. And the, not the end, but you got to walk to the store to find out if they have something. Let the fingers do the walking. Fine. Anyway. So... Yeah. So I have another problem. You explain that pasuk, but you never explain the other pasuk, which says and also means you've got to for sure not have the tzipui. V'balteim et shamam, wipe their name out mitachat hashamayim. Okay? You're going to tell me, but I have this beautiful decorative thing, right, that shows the Avodah Zarah in the great honor of the holy fish, you know? That is not called Vibarata Mishmam. I don't understand. Wouldn't it anyway be answered? And that means, as far as I understand, Vibarata Mishmam is anything that you made in the name of the Avodah Zarah, Kola Asir Lishmam, and that Asir Lishmam will certainly include what was made in honor of their name. Has to be wiped out. Because, I mean, it certainly doesn't mean the thing itself, right? The thing itself is abet abdun, wipe everything out. So if I wipe everything out, I already know v'ibadetem et shemam, if I'm going to wipe it out. Therefore, v'ibadetem et shemam has to be coming to be marba something. Once it's coming to be marba, undoubtedly at tzipui there was lesser l'shemam. So it's all very nice that you handled the pasuk of lo tachmot kesef v'zahav aleihem, but you're still not going to be able to use it if you have to wipe it out. No, that's not what that pasuk means. Very creative, but wrong. Ahu, that pasuk is to tell me literally their name. That's what it means. It means lechanot lehem shem hudiyah. That means you have to make fun of their name till it becomes such a source of ridicule that it now is the opposite, because the point of a name is the covet and expression of the name. So you turn that name into a joke. That's what it means. Let's say they call a place of the Avodah Zarah, Beit Galia, the place where everything is exposed to the great eye of the heaven. You call it Beit Karia, the place where they dug the hole for you know what. Which we always use bathroom humor as a way to make fun of Avodah Zarah. Or they call the face of the Moloch, you call it the face of the doggy. Or they have the place called Ein Kol, the eye that sees everything. Call it Ein Kotz, the eye with a thorn in it, can't see anything. Whatever, that's all it's coming to tell you. It's just telling you to make fun of it. Okay, but I'm really interested in the way that you use the drushes. I mean, basically we've got these three means, right? And you started off by saying, well, the first thing is the min abeima. That is coming to tell me not a roveya v'nirva. I mean, like, you know, is Roveya v'nirva worse than Nevad from Avodah Zarah? I'm like, what made you take first the issue of Roveya v'nirva and then the issue of Avodah Zarah? You should have started with Avodah Zarah and then you could go on to talk about Roveya v'nirva, no? So ve'epuchana, do it the other way around. Maybe, I mean, there's nothing inherent in the words, is there? It was just telling me there is another category of things that I disapprove of, says HaKadosh Baruch. I mean, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu disapproves of is Avodah Zarah. So make that category and say that Mina Be'ima is Lotzia Tane'evad, and then say Mina Bakar is Lotzia Raveya V'nirva. No, it's not true. It is not arbitrary that we're figuring out there must be another category. The category is built into the language, believe it or not. Really? Yes, it's contextual. Asa Min Yana Dekra, V'Asa Min Yana Dekra. Each one of them is, take a look. The Lashon of Behema is specifically the Lashon of Behema in terms of Roveya v'nirva. Because it says, the Ish Asher Yiten Shechavto B'Behema Mot Yumat. Why does the Torah use the Lashon of Behema specifically in issues of Roveya v'nirva, correct? That means that when the Torah says, not all Behemas, not the Behema that was the Ish Asher Yiten Shechavto. That's the point. And by Bakar, it says, Mina Bakar, is specifically, it's Bakar that is used as the model for the Avodah Zorah and not for the Ravei Aven Yirveh. Because what's that? That's the famous pasuk. Vayamiru et kvodam betavnit shor ochel esem. It's disgusting, idiotic, stupid, but that's Bakar. What? Right. It's always the Bakar. So that's the point. And, yeah, of course. Yeah. So therefore, it's always a Bakar specifically, not a Lashon of Behema. And therefore, we were being very careful to say that Min HaBehema is Dafka. The Isha Shayitesh Kaftobe Vema. The Bakar is specifically the Avodah Zorah. Okay, now let's continue the Drasha from the Psuk. Then it says, Minatzon, no, actually it says, Uminatzon, but we're going to first Darshan Minatzon. Minatzon is even to be Motzi Mukta, and Mukta is only set aside for use for carbon for Avodah Zorah. Uminatzon, that extra Vav, that comes to tell me you should even exclude a Nogea. So it's an animal that, but we don't have Eidim, so it's only Alpia Eidim, Alpia Bailim, or Alpia Echad. And over there, even though we cannot kill this animal, and it's therefore not Osir Bano, and there's no Psak on it, that the Balashon Naki, nonetheless, Torah says, don't use it on my Mizbeah. Omer Rebbe Shimon, Im Nehmar Roveya, Lama Nehmar Nogea, Im Nehmar Nogea, Lama Nehmar Roveya, I don't understand. It's basically the same idea. An animal is involved in something that if we would have had the witnesses, like we said before, I told you we could have a nice drush over here. If you would have had the witnesses, it would have been put to death, right? So I understand. Give me one example of that. Why do I need two separate psukim? One to tell me Nogeach and one to tell me the case of Nero. I'll explain to you why. Says Rabbi Shimon Lefi, you got to think this out. It's not so partial that we would need to do the psukim. Yes, no, okay? There's something unique to the case of a rovea. What is that? A rovea is osa ones karosin. Didn't the Torah say either rovea or nirva? So that means if the animal was raped, would it be osir? Yes. Would it be put to death? Yes. Poor animal is up there on the witness stand. What was I supposed to do? This nasty human. Doesn't make any difference, right? Same halacha. But when it comes to Nogeach, what's the din if you are in a Roman stadium, which survives, of course, in Spain till today, right? And there you are, and the shor goes after the matador, and at the end of the bullfight, lifts the matador up in a great, too great applause and in great glory. Dead matador. Is the shor chayev? No, of course not. The idiots have been poking it and waving things at it. And of course, it's not chayev. That would went out from a pasuk. Bedafka lotzi shor ha'it stadion, not the shvorim that are used in the bullfights. So therefore, it's the exact opposite of nogeach. If you get the shor to do it, then it's not chayev. I mean, it's the exact opposite, it's extreme opposite. You'd say, listen, shor, who asked you to get so hot under the collar? Okay, you don't say that. So, therefore, I need to know those things. But there's also a chumra when it comes to nogeach. Yesh b'nogeach, ma she'ein b'roveach. Because a nogeach, remember, the owner of the shor that is nogeach has to also pay. He pays kofar. There's no din of any type of payment in the case of a roveach. Ma she'ein b'roveach. That's why, if I only had one pasuk, I would not be able to say that it means one another. Utsach lomer roveach. And Utsach Lomer Nogeach, because of that, I need both. Now, surprisingly, there is a completely different mukkah, which ignores totally our pasuk. I mean, you think, wow, you know, this is it. We have managed to figure out every single min, amazing. Perfectly done, right? Watch me pull this out of a hat without using a single min. How do you like that? Because this Tana, Maitele Meocha. There's a brighter that says like this, the Tana, Harovea, Vanirva, Vaneva, and so on. And it says over there that they are similar to Kachim, where you have a Mum Over. What's the din where you have a Mum Over? Remember that the Kedusha can be Chal, and you have to wait until you get a Mum Kavua, but the Kedusha is Chal. And in order to be paid to them, Tzrichim Mum Kavua Lifdot Alehim. What makes them similar to, why am I using the language of Mum Over? I'll tell you why. Because you know how I know that a Roveya and a Nirva and a Muktzah and a Nevad, how do I know that they're Osir? From the Pasuk of Mum. Shenemar ki mashchatam behem mum bam. Huh? How do I learn out from that pasuk that it says mum? How do I learn out the nevad and muktzah and so on? How do I see from that? It's missing a big piece. How do we know bichlal that a nevad and a nirva is usur? Because Talmud lomar ki moshchatam behem mum bam. What is the Torah comparing hashchata? Just say, it's also because it's a mum. What do you have to repeat the fact? Moshchatam behem mum bam. You said, don't bring an animal with a mum. And then you repeat, and don't bring it because moshchatam behem mum bam. What does that even mean? Talmud avei Rabbi Yishmael. Kol makom shenema hashchata. That language means either something that is sexual or something that is avodah zarah. And I'll prove it to you. Ein lela dvar erva v'avodat kochavim. Dvar erva. Dechtiv ki hishchit ko basar etako al aretz. What does that mean? In terms of the model, that is the model for hashkata of arayot. Now from there I know roveh avinirva. And I know that it also means avodah kochavim. Dichtiv, pen tashchitun ve'asitem elechem pesel tibudas kalsana. The Torah says openly, I'm worried about your becoming perverted. What is perverted? Avodah Zarah. So you see that lashon of moshchatam is basically telling me all of these dinim. Roveya, nirva, neva, mutzah, it's all included. Which teaches us that kol sha'amum posel behem, dvar erva v'avodat kochavim are also posel behem. Which means you can get rid of all of these drushes. Whoa. So what do you do with all of those drushes? The Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel, what does he learn out from Min HaBeimah, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzon? I mean, these are clearly meant to be limudim that are being mamayit. We always agree that mean not all, no? So what is the learned from them? He says, that comes to tell me very new chidushim. One comes to tell me a chole. One comes to tell me a zakin. And one comes to tell me a mizoham. So if you have an animal that is sick, Torah doesn't say anywhere, don't bring a sick animal. That's why it says mean. Can't bring any behemoth. It has to be a healthy behemoth. So, but it doesn't have a mum. It's not a trefa. Mean, not everyone. How about if it is old? Now here's a question. Rambam has a psul b'chlal of over 2 years old. Once it gets into its third year. But Papashnis, the sugya talks about, it's only zoken when it's actually trembling from zikna. Certainly by the Kohen, that's true. So there's those that argue with the Rambam. But in any event, there's this noopsul of being too old. And how about if it just stinks? It's a disgusting animal. You wouldn't want to be in the same room with it. Okay, but I mean, it's healthy, looks good, doesn't have any movement, inappropriate. So wait a minute. So you know what? That's really true. So how does the Tanakhama know that? I mean, we know that all of these things are usher, and I never occurred to me that we would need the pasuk of the min. How does the Tanakhama know that? The Tanakhama, after all, needed the psukim of Min HaBeimah, Min HaBakar. He needed to tell me Roveya and Nirva, all those cases. How does he know the Chol HaZaken U'Mizoham? Well, that he learns from the pasuk. Ve'im min hatzon korbano, min haksavim, or min ha'izim. That's a different pasuk. He's got that whole extra bunch of means. How do you like that? Means are great. So I learn out over there to tell me chol hazaken u'mizoham, because I got another three means, right? Min hatzon, min hakvasim, min ha'izim. Perfect. And about Tanadver, what about the Tanadver Rabbi Shmuel? What does he do with all of that? Tanadver Rabbi Shmuel says that in this type of context, min is simply urche dekra de mishtoi hachet. Because over there, in the first one, where obviously Tanya Rebbe Shmuel himself dashed them in to tell me, prat lezaken mizuam, and so on and so forth. But that's because I would have no need for this posik at all, because the Torah says beferish that I can bring an oila either from the bakar or the tzong. Ashenkein over here, I need each one is telling me the din of those particular karbonas. I need the din. I need the tzon in any event, right? I need the kvasim. I need the izim. It's coming to tell me the new halachas. So there, whence you're introducing it, so then you introduce it with a bin. If the whole thing is extra, then I have to be derish each one of them. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says, what is considered to be a muktzeh? It means something that was set aside for a use of a karmen for avodah zarah. So it's a muktzeh l'avodat kochavim. Says Reish Lakish, let me tell you something. It's not just any old animal that you say, okay, I'm going to use this for avodah zarah. No. It's, I am going to fatten up this animal for 7 years. And then I'm going to use it for avodah zarah. Only there. Why do I say that? It seems very arbitrary. Because remember the story of Gideon. What do you say, kids? Do you remember the story of Gideon? Did you read that you learned Tanakh? Gideon's father was a big Eved Avodah Zarah. He was a leader in the Avodah Zarah movement. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to Gideon, he told Gideon, take your father's garbage and use it specifically to bring a carbon to Hashem, which of course is awesome, but he was told directly by Hashem to do that, which is called Hora'at Sha'ah. And the way that the Pasuk puts it is, take Shenema Vayi Balailahu Vayomelo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Vayomelo Hashem, Kach et par hashor shel avicha upar hasheni, that were set aside for Sheva Shanim. So apparently, the whole point over here is that it was a 7-year muktzah. So you, if you set it aside for 7 years, you don't throw it till the end of the 7 years, then it becomes a muktzah. That's not only muktzah, man. That was stuff that they were going to turn into an avodah zarah itself, and that's nevad. So why are you saying muktzah? Also muktzah b'lechudav. It was also a nevad. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it was muktzah l'avod. That's the point. I'm not saying that this is an example of muktzah for a korban for avodah zarah, but the point is we use the concept of the muktzah to explain: is it muktzah for a korban? Is it muktzah to actually be worshipped? It's the same thing, and that requires sheva shanim, just like Grandpa is showing you the pasuk. Great. Rava says, no. That's the point isn't that it wasn't nevad. We're not learning out the Isser of Muktzah from here, for God's sake. This is Divrei Kabbalah. We learn it out from the Pasuk. All we're saying is that the Pasuk is indicating, it's going out of its way to say, I'm going to give you a list of things that you're going to do, Gideon, every single one of which is totally Usser, and I want you to make the point of what it is that animals are for. And what it is that the wood from the Asherah was for, that I'm telling you to use your father's wood for the Asherah. And what it is that a Mizbeach is for. What it is that the whole Machshava of Karbonos is for. And you're going to do every possible thing backwards. So it was Nevad, and it was Muktzah to be Nevad, both. But that, the reason the Torah stresses the Inyan of the Nevad is because it's trying to make that point. V'chinishu, the point is, I want you to take every possible issue and throw it in their face. Do the opposite with it. And they were Ovid. Ked Rebaba Bar Kahana, Dom Rebaba Bar Kahana. There were 8 different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he should do, all of which were Usser, only to make the point of how utterly insane what it is that Gideon's father and the rest of the community was doing. First of all, he was makriv outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or outside of the Nova Giva. And it was Lila. It was nighttime. I meant Shiloh, not Nova Giva. And it was nighttime. He told him to bring it at night. It was the middle of the night, the whole story. Gideon was not a Kohen, so he was matir also Zarut. And were there any klishores? No klishores. Fine. Not only that, what did he use? He said, take the Asherah and use the Asherah to make kalim out of. So it was clay Asherah. No. He had actually made these kalim to bring to the Asherah. They would worship the Asherah. Plus, he cut down the Asherah and used the wood of the Asherah to burn the carbon. And the animal itself had been a mukta, and it had also been a nevad. That got them. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Rabotai. What time is Shabbat over? I think it may be over early enough. I think it's over early enough that we can learn by 9. That's not so bad. Now it's getting early, and then it'll be 8:45 the next week. Why can't I get this to go to my calendar? For you? Oh, here we are. So Tzeit HaKochavim is 7:53. Do you think we could meet by 9? Yeah. Give us a full hour. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, okay. But let's do it this way. So, no, it's getting early. It's just one more week. It'll be good. I can do it before. It's fine. So, Bezrat Hashem, Motzei Shabbat. Are you guys going to be at Grandpa's house on Shabbat? They're muted. Boy, isn't it great just to be able to press mute and have total silence from kids? It's amazing. Benson, you're a
child. What's silence?
Hey, what?
Put that mute back on. So 9 o'clock it is, huh?
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Yeah, yeah.
Have a great time. We're coming over to eat, Ben.
Okay, everyone's invited, you know.
Yeah, come on.
All right. All right, get that kiddish ready, Benson. Hey, Hedy.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody who wants to wait for the review is welcome to wait for the review. Richie, of course, has to go get his challahs at the Bakolet right at the end of the block over there. He wouldn't want to let the neighbors get all of the challahs for Shabbos.
We have this wonderful machine that does all our baking for us. So.
Uh-huh. I am the hero of that machine. Don't forget.
Yeah. No, you was doing yeoman service morning and night. It works.
Yeah, it was a great idea. Great idea. Okay, really, even Brucey doesn't have to leave today because Richie's not going to his makolet this time, buying up everything in Yerushalayim. He's only taking over all the challahs in Finland. You had no problem today, Bruce.
Not so all many, right. Yes.
Today's review of Masechet Emunah is Daf Chof Tet. We're holding right at the top of that. Sorry, not Chof Tet, right? No, it's Chof Chet. Going in the wrong direction, pressing buttons. Chof Chet. Perek Shishi. Kol HaEsrim LeGavim Mizbeach. Oh, let me just turn on this recording here. Sorry. Today's review of Masechet Emunah, Daf Chof Chet, the beginning of Perek Shishi. Kol HaEsrim LeGavim Mizbeach HaEsrim BeChoshen. Meaning that they're not bato berupa, but I already know that from Zvachim Tanina. Kol HaKadoshim Shinitar V'Bichatot HaMetot V'Shoah Niskal Afilo Echad B'Ribo Yumutu. And the obvious question that we asked over there in Zvachim was V'Kashalon, what is Afilo supposed to mean? My Afilo D'Gomar? And we explained Achitani Nitar V'Bahen Mechatot HaMetot. Oh, Mishra Niskal Afilo Echad B'Ribo Yumutu. Anyway, but it's the same idea, right? It's Sakadate Hamina, Dafka over there, Atamudi Surehana, Avalocha, where it's Lavi Surehana, maybe it should actually bottle Baruba, Kamash Balan. Excuse me? Rovea Venirva appeared also later on in the Mishnah in Zvachim. Rovea Venirva Namitanina, Nitavu, Rovea Venirva, Yiroachista, Ibavimokru, Viavivin, Mea Yafishabem, Yoto Amin, Omer of Kana, Ritoshmaitikamid Ripshimi Barashi, and he told me, what's the problem? Chodah Bechulin, we're talking about over here in Temura, and over there we're talking about Kol HaZvachim, Chodah Bekachim. Betzricha, the Yashmini got Bekachim, I would say, well, of course, Kachim, it's Mos. Ava got Bechulin, at the time that it became mixed, it wasn't Mos, so maybe it's Bato. U Bechulin, Amitinina, it says. in Avodah Zarah. Elo Asurim the Asurim Mechor Shen Yayin Nezach Avodah Zarah Chavim Tzipurim Mitzorah Arisol Vuvim Tzirim Nazir Petach Amor Vosar Bechol of Shoran Nizkel Egl Arufa Kulshen Shkul Bazar Asurim Mishtaleach Hare Elo Asurim the Asurim Mechor Shen. Well, it doesn't matter. I need those cases both in Zvachim and in Tmura and in Avodah Zarah. The Ashmina Nasim, I would say that's because it's Yisrei HaNoah Dafka. All the cases in the Mishnah of it is Yisrei HaNoah, but maybe the case over here in Tumura should be Bato. The Ashmina Nasim, that's because it's the Gavoah, it's Mois, but it's Tamagai, where it's Ayed. I would have thought that maybe even Yisrei HaNoah would be Bato Beruba. Kamashbon, they're going to be the second of it is to tell me. How do I know Rove Avenir Vimil and Asir the Gavoah, the Tana Rabbanan? Minabe Malot, Rove Avenir, but why do I need a Posse Gralo Dinu? Rabbi Shimon, let me say it right, so you'll see why it's a perfectly good kalpachomer. Anida. Umabal mum shenat ra'at shnei eir, should say, hoda'at shnei edim posalto me'achila. Hoda'at eid echad is posalto me'akrava. Roveya v'nirvesh, hoda'at shnei edim posalto me'achila. En odin sh hoda'at eid echad posalto me'akrava. Talmud lomar mina be'ima la'otzi roveya v'nirvesh. What? You just said that you brought it out from the kalpachomer, at your medina. Ravashi, we do this to tell you the Ikalamema did not pircha. Malabal Moon, she came Mumonikar, Tomo Braveva, Nirvashain Mumonikar, Hove Mumonikar, Yakoshagamis, Bear Talmud Loma. Next. Mina Bay Malotzi Roveva Nirva, Mina Bakar, Lotiataneva, Valodinuma, Etlana Machir, Shatipuyan Mutorin, and Asurin, Neva, Shatipuyatsur, and Adinchu Asur. Understand, you could say the opposite, Oshilov. Which is itself mutter, certainly the tzipur should be mutter. What are you talking about? No, not in the least. Ania kaimenu. Lo tachmot kesev v'zav, obviously on something that's usher, which is the dovah shem ruach hayim. Avo b'davar sheyesh bo ruach hayim, over hu mutar, yochri yeh tzipur mutar. That's why I need the pasuk min habakar, lo tziyat ha'ne'evad. But wait a minute. Forget about the pasuk of tzipui, okay? You're telling me the only reason time the miyatekra, lo miyatekra, and it would be mutter, the tzipui would be mutter. What about vabat temechumam, kol asur lishmam? Kol asur lishmam is your drasha, but it's not the right drasha. That's coming to tell me, lechanot lem shemudat, lebeit galia, karina notam beit karia, penei hamolech, we call it penei akelev, Ein kol, we call it ein kotz. Hey, why didn't we do it the other way around? Why not say mina beima is lo tziyat ha'ne'evad, and only the second case mina bakar is lo tziyat roveya v'nirva? Because the word is essential. Hata minyana dekra, v'acha minyana dekra. K'tiv gabi beima, v'ish ki yiten shechavto bi beima mot yumat. But by bakar it says v'yamiru et kvodam b'tavnit shoro chalaisa. First, you got to think out. I'll tell you why. That's why Haroveya, Vanirva, Vanevad, etc. Hareim ke kadashim shekadam mum over leegneshan, betrichim mum kavua lifdot alayem, shenevakim yoshchatam ben mum bam. What does mashchatam ben mum bam have to tell me about being like a mum over? What do you say? My tamudi. No, b'alav tzurmechatz. Okay. Minayin shein asurin at all, tamalomakim yoshchatam ben mum bam, in the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel says, therefore, Kosha Mumpo Silva and Dvar Vavavad is Kokovim also puts in there. So according to the Tanya Vayri Bishma, what do I need the pasuk min abakar min abeimah min abakar min atzah? My darish bo, mi boy lei prat lechol azakenu mizoham. But on a comment of kino lai krolon of ever nirva, how does he know chol azakenu mizoham min alei? After by min atzah min akvasimu min aizim. The Tanya Vayri Bishma, or can he call a shtiyah? Ezel mutzel avid is kachamim omrish lakashenu, asrela mutzel sheva shanim. Shenema vayiba laila hu vayomela Hashem lo kache para shora shele avicha u parsheni sheva shanim. Vahasam mutzel b'lachur avid. It was even nevad. Amr vachar b'yakav was mutzel avad, but it wasn't nevad. It was lovdu. Rav Amar, why not? We all have do. The point is that we're making yet another chedashu. Kira rav abba bakana, dam rav abba bakana, shmona dvarim hiti rabotu alayla. Chutz, v'layla, v'zaruz, v'klishores, v'klishore, v'ashera, v'atzeh ashera, u'mukza, v'neva. Shabbat shalom u'mvorach. I hope we'll see Rabbanei at the Kiddush, Bezrat Hashem.